Letters to Tomorrow's World. Tell us what you think. I received my November-December magazine, and as always, I flipped through the pages. When I got to the O Canada page, my eyes were very quick to see the community name just north of us, Goya Haven. And I thought to myself, what's Tomorrow's World of the Word of God got to do with one of the Inuit communities up here? I began to read it. Then, my eyes started to fill up with tears reading something I didn't expect to read about the Inuit. It is really humbling to read something like that. Thanks for seeing us, the Inuit, that way. God bless everyone who works with Tomorrow's World Ministry. Reader in Canada. I've been a student of Bible prophecy for 30 years, and this, the free booklet, The United States and Great Britain in Prophecy, is one of the best summaries of history and prophecy I've ever read concerning the blessings bestowed on the sons of Joseph. Thank you. Email from a reader. I just read through the article Satan's Alternative Universe. That's from the July-August 2016 issue. It was one of the most significant life-changing articles I've ever read. Thank you, Roderick C. Meredith. Email from a reader. I don't think God minds his people worshiping him on Sunday. If that's your big doctrinal difference, so be it, but I don't think it's God's. The ultimate issue is that we accept who Christ is and what he has done, repent of our sins, pray without ceasing, and live by faith. When we worship versus whether we worship appears to be a big point of contention for your particular ministry, but I don't think there's any debate that supports the idea that worshiping on what you perceive as the wrong day will separate any follower of Christ from the love of God and his eternal salvation. From a reader in Colorado. Editor's note. Accepting who Jesus Christ is means accepting his teachings and his message. And his teaching was clear, that if you want to enter into life, keep the commandments. Matthew 19, verse 17. To repent of our sins involves turning away from them. And since sin is the transgression of God's law, 1 John 3, verse 4, the King James Version, repenting of sins also means obeying God's commandment about keeping the seventh-day Sabbath holy, Exodus 20, verses 8 through 11. What we think God minds does not matter. What he reveals about his mind in his word is what matters. Please consider reading our free booklet, Which Day is the Christian Sabbath? In addition to the Holy Bible itself, I've been searching for a teaching program that teaches sound Christian doctrine. I applaud your free teachings that other programs want to charge a lot of money for. How else would poor people be able to understand this wicked world? Reader in Pennsylvania. I love the concise, professional, biblical TV ministry and the presenters. I love the Tomorrow's World magazine, especially the Reformation series. I read it literally cover to cover. Thank you for everything. I do hope there is a meeting in Newcastle soon. Reader in New South Wales, Australia. Editor's note. Thank you for the encouragement. If you are interested in information about a congregation near you, please contact your regional office or visit our website at tomorrowsworld.org and click on the Find a Congregation map.